So this guy has a diagnosis of renal failure. The etiology just happens to be polycystic kidneys, presumably AD, PKD, autosomal dominant PKD, because that will present in the 30s or 40s. If the USMLE wants AR PKD, it'll be a pediatric case, first couple of years of life, also associated with hepatic fibrosis. But the bottom line is, this patient has renal failure. The itching is reflective of the high blood urea nitrogen. So azotemia, that means high BUN, that can cause generalized pruritus. The loss of appetite is nonspecific, just reflects a generally ill slash toxic patient. The headaches are reflective of the high blood pressure. I, of course, wrote 160 over 100 here. I did not have to write that, could have made this more challenging, but that's why the patient has headaches. And then we look at the arrows in this question, and we're forced to choose an up or down arrow for PTH. It would have to be up because this could be secondary hyperparathyroidism and renal failure. The kidney is unable to carry out that one alpha hydroxylation of 25 D3 into active 125 dihydroxy D3 in the PCT of the kidney under the action of PTH. So, because we have decreased activated vitamin D3, that means we have less calcium and phosphate absorption through the small bowel. So, the hypocalcemia that results in renal failure for this reason, not just that the kidney can't reabsorb it, but also because the vitamin D deficiency and chronic renal failure leads to decreased small bowel absorption. This hypocalcemia causes the PTH to go up, okay, because we have decreased negative feedback at those calcium sensing receptors on the parathyroid glands. So up arrow for PTH here. And because this is secondary hyperparathyroidism, as we said, down arrow for calcium, and it would be an up arrow for phosphate. Okay. Phosphate is always up in renal failure, always up in renal failure. So in primary hyperparathyroidism, e.g., due to a parathyroid adenoma, yeah, we would have an up arrow for calcium and a down arrow for phosphate. But the arrows are switched in secondary hyperparathyroidism due to renal failure. So we'd have a high phosphate, okay? Always an up arrow for phosphate in renal failure because the kidney cannot get rid of that phosphate. It cannot filter it adequately. So bicarbonate's going to be a down arrow. Uremia, which means renal failure, is the U in mud piles, which is the mnemonic for high anion gap, metabolic acidosis. You're always going to have a low bicarb in renal failure. That's really important. So a down arrow for bicarb here. And then I threw in CO2 as just like an extra variable for the sake of it. So PCO2 would be decreased because we would have respiratory compensation where we're blowing off CO2, which is acidic. In order to counterbalance that metabolic acidosis. So, in summary here, up arrow PTH, we have secondary hyperparathyroidism and renal failure. We're going to have a down arrow for bicarbonate because it's high anion gap metabolic acidosis. Down arrow for CO2, we're blowing it off to compensate. And we have an up arrow for phosphate, which is always the case in renal failure. Despite the high PTH, this is not primary, this is secondary hyperparathyroidism. And the kidney cannot get rid of that phosphate. And then just some other notable arrows. We already talked about calcium, but potassium is always an up arrow in renal failure. And then sodium is variable. You can have a down, no change, or up arrow for sodium. Okay, that's it.